Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Building a Second Brain is a productivity and personal knowledge management book by Tiago Forte, written for readers who feel overwhelmed by digital information and want a more reliable system for thinking, remembering, and creating. Rather than treating notes, bookmarks, and highlights as a passive archive, Forte argues that they should become an external knowledge system that supports work in progress. The book combines practical organization advice with a broader philosophy of digital work information should be captured selectively, structured around action, distilled for reuse, and then expressed in new outputs. Its focus is not on better memory alone, but on making knowledge useful when it matters. The result is a framework aimed at knowledge workers, students, creators, and anyone who wants to reduce friction when starting projects, revisiting ideas, or building on past learning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the second brain as an external system for memory and thinking. The central idea of the book is that a second brain functions as an external extension of the mind, not just as a storage folder for files. Forte presents digital notes as a way to offload the burden of remembering everything, so attention can shift from retention to reasoning. This matters because modern knowledge work produces far more information than memory can handle well, especially when ideas arrive from articles, meetings, books, podcasts, and online research. By treating notes as a support structure for thought, the book reframes organization as a cognitive tool rather than a clerical task. The practical implication is that a good system should help you recall what is useful, connect it with related material, and reuse it when a project demands it. In this sense, the second brain is valuable because it increases not just storage capacity, but the quality of future thinking. Secondly, SOEOE turns information management into a repeatable workflow. Forte organizes the book around code capture, organize, distill, and express. This sequence is important because it turns knowledge management from an irregular habit into a process with distinct stages. Capture means collecting only what resonates or seems useful, instead of saving everything indiscriminately. Organize means placing that material into a system that makes future retrieval practical. Distill means reducing notes to their essential meaning so they can be skimmed and reused without rereading entire sources. Express means using those notes to produce something concrete, such as writing, planning, or problem solving. The value of CODI is that it mirrors how knowledge becomes useful over time. First it is noticed, then stored, then refined, then applied. That structure is one reason the book is more actionable than many general productivity titles, because it does not stop at advice about being tidy. It shows how information can move from intake to output. Thirdly, Para prioritizes action over abstract filing. One of the most distinctive parts of the book is the PARA system: projects, areas, resources, and archives. Forte uses this framework to argue against organizing information by broad subject categories alone, which often creates clutter and makes retrieval slow. Instead, PARA classifies material by how actionable it is. Projects hold short-term outcomes with clear deadlines or goals. Areas contain ongoing responsibilities that need consistent attention. Resources store topics of interest that may be useful later. Archives preserve inactive items that no longer need to remain visible. This structure is powerful because it aligns information with decisions, not with theory. A note is placed where it is most likely to be used, which reduces the cost of searching and sorting later. The system also reflects the reality that digital information is dynamic. Some items need active focus, while others should be available without dominating attention. PARA is therefore less a filing method than a practical model for managing relevance. Fourthly, progressive summarization makes notes reusable at different levels. The book gives special attention to progressive summarization, a method for distilling notes gradually instead of trying to perfect them at the moment of capture. The idea is to highlight the most valuable parts of a note in layers, making it easy to return later and extract the meaning quickly. This matters because raw information is often too dense to reuse efficiently, while overly polished notes can waste time and discourage consistent use. Progressive summarization solves that problem by creating notes that remain flexible. They can be scanned casually, reviewed in depth, or combined into new work depending on need. Forte also presents the concept of intermediate packets, meaning modular pieces of knowledge that can be assembled into larger projects. This is a practical way to think about notes as building blocks rather than dead records. The result is a knowledge base that supports synthesis, helping readers avoid starting from scratch each time they write, plan, or research. Lastly, the book is strongest as a method for creative output, not just storage. Although the book is often discussed as a note-taking guide, its deeper purpose is to improve creative production. Forte argues that knowledge management should end in expression, not accumulation. This is an important distinction because many people save large amounts of information without ever turning it into action or insight. Building a second brain suggests that the real benefit of organized knowledge is lower friction when a new project begins. Instead of facing a blank page, the user can draw from curated notes, summaries, and prior connections. That makes the system especially useful for writers, researchers, designers, consultants, and students who repeatedly synthesize information into deliverables. The book also encourages habits such as project checklists and periodic reviews, which help keep the system active rather than decorative. Its emphasis on reuse and composition sets it apart from books that focus only on motivation or habits, because it treats knowledge as a working resource that compounds over time. In conclusion, Building a Second Brain is best suited for knowledge workers, students, writers, researchers, and anyone who routinely gathers information from many sources and struggles to turn it into usable insight. It is especially helpful for readers who already take notes, but do not yet have a clear system for deciding what to keep, where to store it, and how to reuse it later. The book offers practical benefits that are easy to identify: less time searching for material, less mental clutter, and a more reliable way to restart projects with existing ideas already in hand. Intellectual benefits are just as important, because the framework encourages synthesis rather than passive collection. What makes it stand out from similar productivity books is its combination of structure and purpose. Many books explain how to be organized, but Forte explains why organization should serve creative output. Para, code, progressive summarization, and intermediate packets work together as a coherent method rather than a loose set of tips. That makes the book unusually practical for readers building a long-term personal knowledge system. If you would like to support Tiago Forte, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.